Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to
break every chain.
Come on,
say
Jesus.
Break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every
God, and we truly give all honors to God in the name of Jesus for allowing us to be here before you live in the name of Jesus. I truly want to give honor first and foremost to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. And then, too, we'd like to also acknowledge and honor our bishop, our overseer, Bishop Joel David Trout, out of Atlanta, Georgia, Harvest Time. We truly want to say hello to all those listening by way of Blog Talk, YouTube, Skype, those listening by Twitter, in the name of Jesus, going into the archives, and those are listening by way of Facebook, we want to give God praise, honor, and glory for just who you are and all of what you've done. And even those that are listening by way in the chat room on this evening, praise God, it's truly a wonderful day that the Lord has made, when we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're coming to you live in the name of Jesus, continuing forth our reading out of the book of Destiny, Step Into Your Purpose, by Bishop T.D. Jakes, in the name of Jesus. This is chapter 2, There Is More. Step toward greater fulfillment and purpose. Feel it in every fiber of your being. You imagine it. You dream about it. You yearn for it. You fantasize about it. Deep in your gut, you know there's more you can get out of life. And that knowledge gnaws at your inside, brewing and lingering unrest. You try to brush and feeling away, but it returns time and again. You may not know what your more is. Desire is there. You keep reaching out for it, even if you don't know what you're grasping to attain. All you know is that you're not there yet. Maybe I'm being ungrateful or immature or unrealistic to what more? I've done well. I've been blessed. I should be content with what I have already achieved. Have you ever tried to suppress your longing for more with such words? Even as you console yourself with gratitude for what you have, you may not be able to shake the deep yearning for more. You can be the most grateful person in the world. You have not arrived at the place God wants you to be, to do the thing God has destined you and only you to do, that longing will never go away. The fact that you yearn for more doesn't mean you're ungrateful for what you have, or that already greedy, or that you're greedy. It means you have a higher calling. The yearning inside calls you. Years of longing indicate that your present reality is too confining, maybe even suffocating, because you know there's more beyond what you know and now do. More beyond what you now know, more beyond what you now possess, and more beyond what you have experienced in life thus far. It doesn't matter whether your life is in the pits or you've reached the pinnacle of success in your career or community. You may not know where to search for more will lead, but a part of you longs to go after it, whatever it may be. An inestimable number of people have asked, is this all there is to life? The answer always lies within the very one who asks the question. If you determine in your mind to seek more, you will always find there's more you can get out of life, greater impact you can have. There's a greater footprint you can make during your short time on earth. Without even knowing your circumstances, I can call and I can tell you with certainty that the answer is yes, there is more. What does more look like? Knowing what more looks like in your life is essentially because you have pursued the authentic more that is calling to you rather than a life expansion that is merely a diversion. Here's why it's vitally important to know what your more is. James is 51 years old and has held a steady, secure job for 25 years. It provides amply for his family. There's just one problem. He feels no fulfillment from his work because he's not challenged. But James believes that a middle-aged man cannot afford to quit a secure, well-paying job. So he gets up day after day, dresses, kisses his wife goodbye, and goes to spend another day at an unfulfilling but well-paying job. James longs to add something to his life that will restore a sense of purpose, but he believes his present circumstances determine the rest of his life. His practical mind is telling him life may offer him nothing more than a stable marriage and a secure job that provides a nice home for his family. James doesn't know what his authentic more looks like as he strikes up a friendship with a new employee with an office. Carmen is eager to learn the ropes, and James has been there long enough to know them all. He is intrigued by her enthusiasm for her work and her drive to feed children. Within a few months, their friendship veers to an intimate relationship that threatens James' marriage and both their jobs. James' unguided search for more thrust him into the extramarital relationship when what he really longed for was a real end to feel needed. His authentic more might have come from teaching a class or learning a new skill for personal enhancement. He may have invented a device to revolutionize the industry in which he works. James didn't pursue the authentic more with intentional in reality. Rather, he slipped into a destructive diversion that only appeared to have something to offer. More beyond what you can see right now. Before Italian explorer Christopher Columbus set sail for Spain in 1492, he stumbled upon the Americans. The Spaniards had prided themselves on their misinformed belief that their country was the last westward point of solid land on a flat earth. Early Spanish coins were inscribed with words, to Latin phrase meaning no more beyond. They believed there was nowhere else to go after Spain, and if one ventured into the endless sea, certain danger lie ahead. These same words, ne plus ultra, also have been stamped on the minds of many men and women who have great potential, but who have not ventured past the limits of their self-imposed boundaries. Frustration because they believe there is no more beyond their current job, beyond their current state of physical health, beyond living from paycheck to paycheck, beyond having an unfulfilling marriage, or beyond living single. And even when they know there is more than what they are accustomed to, they may be paralyzed by the fear of what lies ahead if they try to pursue more. The paralysis finds us to living in small spaces is often rooted in fear fueled by the peoples closest to us. The people we love are sometimes guilty of encouraging us to live in ne plus ultra mode. A husband may be apprehensive about his wife's desire to go back to college and complete her degree, be initiated or intimidated by his friend's newfound interest in church or a more spiritual existence. A parent may be unsettled by a child's desire to move to a different city or a different country. When you share your dreams with people who cannot envision more, their fearful comments can be discouraged. People encourage you to live a life that yields less than what you're capable of accomplishing. There's usually a selfish motive. When the people closest to you try to confine your life to a small space, it's typically not because they're bad people or because they want you to feel like a failure. Most often, they feel you will grow and outgrow them to feel like a failure. Most often, they fear you will outgrow them and have no room for them in your life. The problem of living in the ne plus ultra mode is that our human nature compels us to seek more. No matter how much you say, this is it. Your spirit is telling you, keep searching. The life we are destined to live calls to us toward it. I hope you will heed the call to live in a larger space your spirit calls you into. Discover plus ultra living. The belief that there is nothing beyond what we can see or comprehend has been a great fallacy in human thinking throughout history. There is always more beyond. The Spaniards thought there was no land beyond their western border. But upon Columbus' return to the New World, they were compelled to make a rather embarrassing acknowledgement that indeed there is more beyond. Legend says Alexander the Great was moved to tears because he believed there were no more worlds for him to conquer in life. There are always more worlds to conquer. You may be a company CEO who is disenchanted with your success because you've forgotten how to be a whole person. All you talk about is work. Your plus ultra may be improving your marriage, getting in shape, or spending time with your grandchildren. To move beyond mediocrity, frustration of a life that's too small, align with God's purpose for your life. You were born for a distinct purpose, even if you have not yet figured out what that purpose is. To find your life plus ultra and fulfill your destiny, properly align with God's order for your life. The supreme architect put every facet of alone were meant to contribute to the world. What is your plus ultra? What is the more you want? It's called destiny. You can't win just playing offense. People who are turned into the fact that they have destiny and purpose are not malicious pursuit. Each of us has a divine appointed destiny, and we don't have to fight offensively to obtain it Along your journey to destiny, you will face challenges and struggles. But people don't experience true success in life by going on the offense to fight their way ahead. Championship football teams have attractive offense and defense players. They require a balance depending on the strength. You may duke it out with situations that threaten to bring you down, but if you are determined, you will not be defeated. It's not easily living your life aimed at destiny. I've had to do some fighting. I've fought my way against the odds. I fought to get to work despite hindrance, not having gas money or having a broken down vehicle. I fought to keep standing up when life tried to bring me down. I fought the love to be loved. I fought to get out of bed in the morning. Some days when it seemed like I couldn't endure my present circumstances, I fought to live when circumstances predicted I should die. I fought my doubts and my fears. I fought my insecurities. I fought haters and instigators, liars and betrayers. I fought my family. There have even been times when I lay in my bed unable to sleep because I was fighting with myself. I fought a good fight. You engage in a good fight when you must beat the odds against and because you are determined to live in destiny. The person who quits after a setback is not destiny bound. These people are afraid, so they pass up opportunities. They don't want to get knocked down again, so they back down. Maybe you always wanted to be a vegetarian but flunked biology 101. Maybe you've always wanted to enter to a catering business, but your first client ended up taking you to small claims court. There will always be challenges and setbacks, and no one is immune to a slip and fall on the journey to destiny. Get back up and try again. Don't settle for the least out of life because you think you're not strong enough to get back up and try again. Albert Einstein, a 20th century theoretical, parents were concerned that he was mentally challenged during his developmental years. When he applied for early admission into a Swiss federal polytechnical school, he failed everything except the math and science section of the test. Einstein had to go to a trade school for a year before he was eligible to take an exam again and be admitted to school. The man who remains the present-day standard of genius had intellectual and educational setbacks and got back up. Why can't you? When Radio 1 CEO Kathy Hughes and her husband divorced, she bought his share of the radio station they had purchased. Times got hard for Hughes, and for a while she was forced to give up her apartment and live at the station office in his meet. But she kept it. Today, her company is the largest black-owned radio chain in America. Radio 1 also owns a successful cable channel. Hughes is the first African-American woman to head a firm that is publicly traded on the stock exchange in the United States. people like Einstein and Hughes succeed because they refuse to let lost battles push them out of their pursuit of destiny. Success comes to those who get back up again and again because they are determined and unstoppable. They get back up and enroll for another semester, even after the academic setback. They get back up after a marital challenge and go to counseling to work out their issues. It's in order. They get back up after a miscarriage and conceive again, adopt, or find other fulfillment for their parental instinct. They get back up after a prison sentence and find a legitimate means to pursue their quality of life. They get back up after a broken trust and still believe in the goodness of humanity. Destiny is a journey, and you will fall down a few times, and maybe even more. The key that opens the door to destiny is your willingness to get back up after delay, disappointment, or even disaster. They say that the mighty oak tree, which can grow up to an 80-foot tall and a 100-foot wide, nothing but a nut that refused to give up its ground. An acorn, which rarely gets larger than 2 inches tall, has a capacity to grow to nearly 1,000 times its size. How tall can you grow? People who are determined to pursue destiny sometimes look crazy to other people. You may look like an absolute nut to other people because you are unwilling to quit. They say you're going to try again, even after what happened before? Yes, even after what happened before, and before that, and before that. And you can't let your other people determine how far you are willing to go to reach your destiny because it's simply not their call. They don't get it, so don't worry about them. Be the nut who won't give up ground because every day teaches you something. Every day is a teacher and brings you new skills, new experiences, and new exposure. Get back up because there is much to learn in pursuit of drive to get up. And try again gives you experience and teaches you to skills that will help you reach your destiny. You have to be equipped with the skills and experience necessary to position you toward your destiny. Sometimes the skills you gain in your pursuit of destiny have more to do with building character and internal fortitude than with the particular skill set. You may learn the patience and attention to detail needed to run a specialty company while working in a menial entry-level job. I know from a personal experience that nothing you have been through will be wasted. All you have been exposed to and all you have experienced are in respiratory that builds your future. You're never known what tidbit of information or seemingly significant experience will become the comeback. We will continue forth with our reading in the Book of Destiny, a step into your purpose. Thank you. We'll be back after this.
I
that stuff, kid.
Sometimes you
how am I gonna eat while I'm bleeding?
Victory during the test, and no matter how you
God. All the worshipers in the house, lift your hands and repeat after me.
What a mighty God we serve.
By people who help you spiral up. think about how many devices have been created at the last 100 years versus the previous 1,000 years. Think about how many inventions exist today that were not even conceived of when you were born. Their potential to be was always there, but somehow someone had to envision it. Someone had to piles and piles of sawdust lying around the sawmill and saw the creation of particle board and fire starter logs. Jonas Gutenberg had to see a machine that could print pages to text imminence and invent the printing press. Journey to your vision is now no different. God created you with the raw materials you need to reach your destiny. What may be lacking in your life is a blueprint or design to pull together the raw materials inside you in the masterpiece of your life. Whenever you're tempted to think of yourself as incapable or inadequate, remember, ingredients you need are already inside of you. Have you ever noticed that inventions seem to feed off each other? As a new gadget is invented, someone is inspired by the invention to create something more. Today, almost everyone has an electronic tablet or a smartphone, from grammar school student to grandma. These powerful personal electronic devices are unthinkable just 2 decades. In the 1990s, we were still fascinated with laptop computers, which were inspired by the popularity and growing demand for personal computers. Each latter invention was inspired by the previous one. Each new invention expanded the capacity and capability from its predecessor. In the same way, people can be inspired by other people to do more and be more. When you align yourself with people who inspire you to help draw out the best in you, you find your best self. We read the words of those who inspire us. Who watch their lives and model their behavior. But let not be misguided into thinking that they give us the power to produce. Oh no, they do not. Something emulating those we admire make us more effective and guarantee the results they exhibit. The goal is not to duplicate someone else's greatness or purpose, destiny, or creativity. We want to be successful at being uniquely original. Isn't that the liberating idea? Just think, the freedom to be in competition only with your own gifts and abilities, measure themselves by someone else's destiny. Consequently, they lead miserable existences, constantly ashamed that what others do requires them to reinvent themselves in order to compete. If you ascribe as your uniqueness, you will build aliens with those can help unearth your treasure and avoid the potential failure in attempting to be someone or something that you are truly not. The most those who inspire us can do is cause what is inherently within us to spiral up. This is the definition of inspiration in its purest form. It causes what's within the spiral upward. You have sources that inspire us as we inspire others. As we fill others with hope and encouragement, we need those who cause us to spiral upward as well. Remember, no matter how productive our lives have been, there is always something higher to reach toward. Inspiration is critical to destiny. You will benefit greatly from associating with others, people who have a vision or vision for their lives and want to pursue in our lives can create frustration. Life is about balance. We have joy and sorrow. Inevitably, there are highs and lows. As we give to others and help them enhance their lives, we must not neglect to feed others. As flight attendants tell us, we must first put our own mask on before attempting to help someone else. Sometimes we are the one needing a mask on someone else. At other times, we may need someone to put the mask on us. How frustrating would it be to sit on an airplane that has lost cabin pressure and have no oxygen mask? You have helped a half dozen people get their mask on, and now you need help, but there's no one. You need someone to put your mask on for you, but if no one is willing to help, be extremely frustrated watching everyone else calmly seated, breathing while you gasp for air because no one helped you. Think about how you feel when you're constantly giving. For a while, you feel rewarded because you have the joy of helping someone else. But after a while, you get back in tune with your own needs. What about me? You may ask. As you give of yourself, it's important to refuel by spending time with people who can pour into you. If you're always the giver and someone else is always the receiver, you're bound to become frustrated. Conversely, if you're always a receiver, you're still bound by frustration because there is no balance in your relationship. The best associations are those that provide balance through sharing. Just like in a marriage, sometimes you are the one who encourages, while at other times you are the one that needs encouraged, believe in, and loaded with honor. Look at the areas of life and the cause of the frustration. Discover the unique, equity that lies within it, determine whether you can do something to resolve it. Fix your finances. Figure out how to achieve balance through greater income or fewer expenditures. If you're dissatisfied in your relationship, look for areas and unique inequality to determine whether the relationship can be improved or whether you can terminally unequal. When you make a conscious decision to have balance in your life, you systematically
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and
act like you know up in here. Chief Peace.